said, we want your money, everybody up front, down. And I'm like, oh, why did I need coffee now? And the guy with the black hoodie said, we want your money, everybody up front, down.
Thank you very much, everybody. So I'm going to be signing a national emergency. Who knows what that means, because the walls don't work. Everybody knows that. Nancy knows it. They all know it. It's all a big lie. It's a big con game. I didn't need to do this. It's wrong. It's just a lie. It's all a lie. And we will have a national emergency.
And we will then be sued. And they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit. Even though it shouldn't be there. And we will possibly get a bad ruling. And then we're going to get a bad ruling. And then we're going to get a Supreme Court. And then we're going to get a Supreme Court. And then we're going to get a Supreme Court. Just like that. We'll sit on the Ninth Circuit. And we're going to get a prison. And then we're going to get a Supreme Court. And then we're going to get a prison.
Where the hell did that come from?
I count to 2,000 again. So I did. Then I go, mi amigos, mi amigos. Nobody said nothing. I'm like, oh my God, you're dead. I'm like, I'm going to have to find all my friends dead. And then they were laughing. They shot the rubber. He's a hero, saved all three of us.
Trump is crazy. Thank you very much, El Paso. Thank you very much. Rio Grande, we're by the well. I don't know, you heard, right?
Donald Trump is not only smarter than most people think he is, I think Donald Trump is smarter than he thinks he is.
You're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, there's a lot of problems.
I think Donald Trump has got, like, some sort of modeling computer in his mind.
Whoa, I told you so. That's what I do. You'll never have it. You need the magic wand. That's what they say.
And it sends a signal to his brain and says, go this way, go that way.
By the way, we, let's spend $100 trillion. Let's rip down every building in New York City. And I want to see somebody try and imitate Michael Jackson.
He has this modeling computer that's better than any climate computer that guesses what a hurricane or something's going to be. And it just sends this information to his mind.
Execute the baby.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, everybody. So, I'm going to be signing a national emergency. Who knows what that means, because the walls don't work. Everybody knows that. Nancy knows it. They all know it. It's all a big lie. It's a big con game. I didn't need to do this. It's wrong. It's just a lie. It's all a lie. And we will have a national emergency.
And we will then be sued. And they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit. Even though it shouldn't be there. And we will possibly get a ruling.
Where the hell did that come from?
Thank you. And this was just completely crackers. I know I've said that before, but this was just one long, baseless, incoherent stream of consciousness. Call the nursing home. Rant. I mean, we don't even notice anymore when he gets stupider. It's like farting on a garbage ship. Who notices? You know who should have declared a national emergency long ago? Fact checkers. There's no reality anymore. I mean, reporters were asking him questions. At one point, he said to a reporter who gave him statistics from his own administration, and he said, "You really believe stats?" Yes, I do. I mean, there is nothing really left to say about this except a national emergency should not be used by Trump. It should be used on Trump.
I'm safe. I'm like counting to 2,000, and I don't hear nothing. Then I hear boom, boom, boom.
Attention citizens of America First. The National Emergency Alert System has been activated. This emergency registers a 9.7 on the Stephen Miller Erective Scale. Resources have been reallocated from the military and redeployed to erect Big Beautiful Wall, or steel slats. This national emergency means that the wall that is already built must be built. America First. Due to large volumes of brown invaders, billions and billions of dollars will be spent on wall. Wall will magically repel drugs and flood of asylum seekers who enter through designated ports of entry. Because wall can. Because wall is beautiful. Wall will also stop unflattering portrayals of the President of America First on SNL Socialist Humor Show. Wall will be impenetrable to invading rolls of 3M blue tape. This has been a message from the National Emergency Alert System, America First's answer to a totally weak and low-rated Constitution.
And we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you this important message.
Bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing.
National Emergency Broadcasting System. We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this important message.
Resources have been reallocated from the military and redeployed to erect Big Beautiful Wall.
This is a test of President Trump's National Emergency Broadcasting System. This is only a test. Caravan, supercars, prayer blankets! This has been a test of President Trump's National Emergency Broadcasting System. If this had been a real emergency, President Trump would be throwing paper towels at you.
Bong. Bong. Bing. Bing.
Caravan.
Out to 2000 again, so I did, and then I go, mi amigos, nobody sent me. I'm like, oh my God, they're dead. I'm like, I'm gonna have to find all my friends dead. Can you rose? Save all three of us.
I like a genie and I blow up on this song. Rub-a-dub-a-dub-dub. Aladdin, no kidding, boy, I need a rub. Rub-a-dub-a-dub-dub, rub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub. Beat my speaker, speaking sub, sub, sub. Sub, 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 sub. You know who I am, I run this club. Dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub, club-a-club-a-love-a-love. Baseline's an ass, anything.
Meet President Trump's private schedule. While the schedule does not show all of Mr. Trump's meetings, it indicates he has spent about 60% of his time in unstructured executive time. Axios sources say much of that.
Adams.
Here.
Adam Lee.
Here.
Adamowski. Adamson.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Donald Trump's. Trump. Trump. Trump?
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy he knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Pass Out at 31 Flavors last night.
We join our neighbors in the galaxy.
Extraordinary.
Roger Stone sound like that. However, I have been noticing this rising stress level. He has been carrying the weight of the possible indictment. Then the indictment came, and I actually think he was making these Instagram posts in order to make money and raise money on the Stone defense fund so that people would contribute. And this was just yet another one of these posts. I mean, I wake up every morning to a new post from Roger Stone. So when I saw that, I said, whoa, okay, maybe he went a little bit too far now.
And I think you might need a different alarm clock. Number one. Number two. Danny Savalos, how do you expect the judge to respond to this?
Rubber, 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 rubber.
Democrats to try to find the truth. They work against the Watergate committees to try to find the truth. That's what we should be finding, whether it leads to the president or not. Mm-hmm. Not to try to vilify another party, not to try to vilify those people who are looking for the truth. These were people, McCabe, Comey, and others. They were doing their job, and they were doing their jobs when they had no manual telling them.
Yeah, the vilification of the FBI is interesting, Malcolm. Rush Limbaugh, who seems to be a member of the president's shadow cabinet these days, the president, retweeted something that Rush Limbaugh said, saying, these guys, the investigators, ought to be in jail. I think that's kind of remarkable. The president of the United States retweeting somebody who says investigators, FBI, investigating what most people have thought was a legitimate line of inquiry, should be in jail for doing the things that they thought they were doing in the interest of protecting the United States.
You are watching a fundamental attack on the Constitution of the United States. These people on the far right, Rush Limbaugh, the Ann Coulters, the Sean Hannitys, everyone that is giving Donald Trump his ideas that he should become a fascist dictator, that he should become King George IV, and that he should declare, separation from the American experiment and just start acting like a third world potentate. These people do not represent what the values of this nation are. They are literally asking him to destroy the fabric of the United States. This Donald Trump can't handle the truth, to paraphrase a movie. None of the Republicans appear to be able to want to find the truth because the truth will be so damaging. Listen, Ali, simply put, this is the single most serious investigation in the history of the United States. And it could either rip the fabric of this country apart, but to do it, we're gonna have to take a good long look down, to find out where the facts lie.
WCOMLPFM. The show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. This is WCOMLPFM, micro-powered radio, 103.5 Chapel Carborough. Check us out at WCOMFM.org, which, you're probably already doing, hopefully. And what else? We're rocking out here with our friends, part of this crazy cool micro-powered radio experience. Learn more about it at furiousg.blogspot.com. Yeah, hear about how we do what we do here, including play some crazy new music, like some stuff there from P Mal One. That's a crazy underground re-instrumental. And we've also got Asheville rockin' beats there in the background, Two Fresh Beats there. Lots of other fun stuff. Backing up to the DJs in the audience. Want to shout out to DJ One-Eyed Erica. What? Also, DJ Smooth Flow, JJ, and other crazy fun friends out there listening. Back in the day, we actually had to come up with real micro-powered radio names. In other words, pirate radio names, because if we didn't, then we would be tracked down and fined $100,000, because doing this right here was illegal back in the day. Anyway, long story, here we are now, 21 years later, and we are sitting in downtown Carborough, probably the coolest, small town in the Southeast. Definitely, one of the freest back in the day. Some of the crypto-fascist senators wanted to put a fence up around this town, so that's when I knew I wanted to get closer. We're also broadcasting some real micropower 100-watt wonder. Chapel Hill, Orange County, Durham, down in Chathams County, where Furious is from. We also have, of course, the online thing and all our friends out there, including those who might download later. Oh, I probably mentioned it, but I'll say it again. FuriousG.blogspot.com. All the old shows through A Info's Radio Project, which is originally a support platform for pirate radio and how we could get up and share up all this crazy cool stuff. I like to just, find what I find and play it. And sometimes the music happens to be backwards and forwards and slowed down at the same time. But also, we have some craziness going on in the world, don't we? And this is my way of making sense of it. Stick around. We're going to do just that if we can. Furious!
But when it comes to Donald Trump, I think what folks are, what Paul's getting at, and I agree with him, and what folks like myself are asking for is that the president has to change his rhetoric. And his words matter, rhetoric coming from his Twitter feed and the White House and the podium and his rallies, they matter. And his rhetoric is not only hot, it is inflammatory. And your words can incite violence.
Right, and I'd say the same thing, right? There needs to be kind of a, both sides need to put their guns down.
Who else has called? Has anybody called? Stop. Don't hold up now, David. I'm just trying to see.
Simone, stop.
Has anybody else
just
called?
Just went on for 3 minutes. Someone, well, stop. Let me just say
you can both
something.
Sides me. It ain't
stop.
Both sides.
Not
go
both
ahead.
Sides yet.
Go ahead.
I'm simply saying.
Be just both sides.
No.
Finally, an idea from the Trump administration sensible Americans can support. Executive time, when the president can lounge, watch TV, watch more TV, and just be himself. Since we somehow elected a completely unqualified and dangerous buffoon, and with impeachment a little ways off, we've got executive time. Just look at the damage the president has done, only kind of working 40% of the time. For the good of our nation and the world, executive time needs to be at 100% right away. Everyone can pitch in. We'll send him games, trucks with horns, build an amusement park, provide female companionship, and of course, install more TVs. Executive time. Let's make it 100%, because a happy, otherwise occupied Trump is a safe Trump. Do your part today.
exit. A national emergency should not be used by Trump. It should be used on Trump. just to refresh your memory why we're in this little bit of a pickle, we had a government shutdown, remember that? Over the wall. And now we're having a national emergency declared over a wall because the master negotiator was offered $25 billion for his wall some time ago. Turn that down. In December, he was offered $1.6 billion. Turn that down. Now they signed a deal for $1.3 billion. Today, Mexico said, fuck, if it gets any lower, maybe we will pay for it. Miles a big beautiful wall. He got 55 miles of a fence. And did you see this? They have changed the slogan from build the wall to finish the wall. Because he told them, he said,
crispy bacon is now on our big mac fresh beef.
But he tells them that and they changed the slogan. You know, Monday is President's Day. We've gone from I cannot tell a lie to I cannot tell when I'm lying. And this thing about just telling the people you've done it. I know we're not supposed to say they're stupid. But Ann Coulter is saying that about them. I mean, are we really at the point now where we can just change reality by changing the chant? I mean, it's like if Queen sang, we did rock you. Oh yes, we did. We have already rocked you. I don't know if... I mean, it's madness. Things haven't even gotten started, and he's already moved on to finishing. And Melania said, welcome to my world.
Released, somebody in my house of cards, and I could just plead insanity and do a few months in the puzzle factory. And my personal hell of playing president will finally be over. I should probably take a few softball questions right now. Who do we got here? Oh, NBC's got their hand up, but they suck, so not them. ABC sucks too. So I guess I'll start with you. Go ahead.
Mr. President, do you feel like enough progress has been made in the talks with China to end the increase of tariffs by March 1st?
Look, you're asking the wrong guy. Because I friggin' love tariffs. Not as much as wall, but I do love them. And I know we're gonna strike a big, big deal with China, and no matter how awesome it is, and believe me, it will be awesome. Chuck Schumer is gonna say, and I'm not gonna do the voice. You'll say something like, oy vey, you know what I'm gonna do the voice.
Time, 40% of the time. For the good of our nation and the world, executive time needs to be at 100% right away.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this important message.
Bong, bong, bing, bing, bong. Bong, bong, bing.
Bong, bong, bing.
America first. The National Emergency Alert System has been activated. Attention, citizens of America first. First's answer to a totally weak and low-rated constitution.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, everybody. So, I'm going to be signing a national emergency. Who knows what that means, because walls don't work. Everybody knows that. Nancy knows it. They all know it. It's all a big lie. It's a big con game. I didn't need to do this. It's wrong. It's just a lie. It's all a lie.
Talking about the rules since 1787 in this country has been Congress is the one who decides how we spend the money, okay? Trump found a line somewhere in America's laws that said yes, except if a president declares a national emergency. And of course, the only thing that stopped all the other presidents from doing this before it is that they had some respect for what our country is built on. But one weapon that does not work on this president is saying good people wouldn't do that.
Playboy magazine?
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Many nights in the grotto, right? Am I right?
Okay. Numbers from your own border patrol say that illegal immigration is actually down.
No, sit down. I don't like that question. Sit down. Sit down.
I didn't even ask my question yet.
Look, I just found out my campaign manager is going to die in prison, okay? So take it easy on me, will you?
I'm not gonna sit until you answer my question.
Sit down, or I'm switching back to hustler, okay? Look, before I take the next question, I just wanna swerve way the hell out of my own way and point out that the new Attorney General, General William Barr, Attorney General William Barr, please stand up, William. Congratulations, this guy's gonna do such a great job, but still, he's working for me, so I give him 3 months tops, okay?
Thank you. about a Democratic plan to fight climate change. After Trump declared a national emergency last week to build a border wall, he got some rare pushback from members of his own party. But they weren't concerned that Trump had made up a fake emergency. They were concerned that a Democratic president could come along and use the law to declare a real emergency over climate change.
If you declare a national emergency to circumvent Congress to pay for the border wall, what's to stop a liberal Democrat one day from declaring climate change as a national emergency?
Maybe we're going to get a Democratic president and we're going to declare a national emergency on climate change.
If the president declares this a national emergency, it's not going to be long before there's a Democratic president who does the same thing in regards to what climate change.
That's what you're worried about? That's like saying I would give this homeless guy a dollar, but you know he's just going to use it to print out his resume and find a job. There's a big difference between the border and climate change. Climate change is an actual emergency, and we can't build a wall to stop it unless we build one around the entire planet.
We're going to build a space wall, folks, and Mars is going to pay for it. Backing up, because my daddy taught me good.
The president of America First on SNL Socialist Humor Show. Wall will be impenetrable to invading rolls of 3M blue tape.
So then I'm thinking, count to 2,000 again, so I did, and then I go, me amigos. My friend's dead. And then they were laughing. They shot the rubber. He's a hero, saved all three of us.
Answer to a totally weak and low-rated constitution.
Dead man walking right there. Next question, okay. Let's do a girl one, you.
Wow, very cool. In your remarks today, you said you were too new to politics earlier in your administration. Is that an admission that you are, in fact, just kind of winging it?
Come on, doll, I'm learning. Let's not forget, technically, this is my first real job, okay? I remember when Obama explained president to me in the Oval Office, and I won't do the voice this time, because I feel I lost a bunch of you with the Schumer impersonation. But I thought Obama was joking. Had I?
ribs missing?
Yeah, I got them taken out because that apparently missing.
Oh.
Apparently it's two ribs if you're a girl. But spoiler alert, it don't work. You can't reach.
Why, Kathy Ann?
Hey,
why?
You know what I'm thinking about it. The only thing a wall can't stop, Mike Tay, at Penguin, right? Because they got those little wings and them fat bodies with flipper feet. They say they can't fly, they can't dig, they ain't getting past the wall. You know, just kind of keep bumping into it like a Roomba.
You got a thing against penguins?
Yes, I do! Look, let me tell you something. This man held people's paychecks hostage for 35 days for that wall. And then he caved and he's pretending like he won. You didn't win. Just like when I held a bathroom hostage at Arby's for 2 days. I didn't leave because I won, okay? I left because they threw a smoke bomb through the window and my jeans caught fire. He never got his wall, and I never got to hear Ving Rhames say, "We have your meat."
He's always encouraged this. He's always celebrated this. He is not shocked by this. Apparently, his silence shows this is exactly what he wants.
Yeah, and Kristen Soltis Anderson, I think it used to be easier to poll people's beliefs, what they support, what they don't support. But this president has put the truth on the line. And I wonder at this point, what we would see if we took a look at exactly what people believe to be true when it comes to the press or this presidency.
Said that was his kind of guy because the reporter actually got punched for simply asking a question.
Niggas been counting me out. I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips. I'm writing down names, I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the Rolex right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gon' be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the grace, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money. On they neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm gon' make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you real.
Decade of flying lotus.
Donald Trump celebrated the good old days when people would just get laid out and carried out on a stretcher, as Donald Trump said. No, listen, he's always, as we've said, he's always encouraged this.
It's like using sarcasm on Siri. Turning America into a monarchy, that's not something you can do all by yourself. Mitch McConnell, right, said, you know, first he was against this. Then he said, you know what, if you want to go completely around Congress, Mr. President, you have my support. Wow, I thought Hannity was a submissive bitch. And I say we get an immigrant in there to do Mitch McConnell's job. Because apparently upholding the Constitution is a job Americans just don't want to do.
Thank you.
summer of heat waves and wildfires, scientists issued a dire warning. We have just 12 years to limit devastating global warming. One scientist said, it's like a deafening, piercing smoke alarm going off in the kitchen. We have to put out the fire. And another said, it's like a speeding freight train. And you know it's bad because scientists try not to use language like that. The last time a scientist freaked out like that, he was trapped in the Temple of Doom.
We are going to die.
Now, in response to that, a reasonable person might say, what can we do to stop this? Instead, we have a president who thinks you can stop wildfires not by slowing down climate change, but by raking leaves in the forest.
WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. What's up, y'all? Micropod Radio. Late in the late night on the Furious George Show. Dr. Furious. Rocking out here. Old school radio land. Got some fun music there and too many topics to pick on. And then we're just going to do this. All night. And then a little more. And if you like what you're hearing, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you can check it out. This whole studio is run, supported by micropowered volunteers. These folks keep the station humming, seriously. And that's got to be shouting out to DJ Smoothness. That man keeps the station better than I've seen any other. It just depends. I guess they're all awesome. But keeping a volunteer electronic giant piece of equipment running, it's hard to do, and this crew makes it happen. Not to mention the equipment, but the awesome volunteers that make it happen. I appreciate them. You can too. Go to WCOMFM.org. Help them out. I just do this because it's fun. And I know there's some crazy freaks out there in the audience. 919-246-9639. Give us a call. Also, okay. 919-246-9639. Okay. What are we doing? Right now, we are playing a weird homage to some old school low-end theory stuff at five pitch, too high. And we've also got in the background that day trip mix. Hope you guys like that. Remember this? That was fun. We were blasting that in too much. Couldn't help it. And then other fun stuff. We try to explain some of it on FuriousG.blogspot when we post it later. And then, of course, my favorite thing to do, go back and pop a cold one, put in a cherry one, and chill out. But before then, keep going. We're going to go late in the late night. Micropower Radio, Fury.
While the schedule does not show all of Mr. Trump's meetings, it indicates he has spent about 60% of his time in unstructured executive time.
Thank you very much, El Paso. Thank you very much. Rio Grande, where you're by the well, I don't know, you heard, right?
Donald Trump is not only smarter than most people think he is, I think Donald Trump is smarter than he thinks he is.
You're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, a lot of problems.
I think Donald Trump has got, like, some sort of modeling computer in his mind.
I told you so. That's what I do. You'll never have it. You need the magic wand. That's what I'm saying.
It sends a signal to his brain. It says, go this way, go that way.
By the way, we, let's spend the $100. Let's rip down every building in New York City. I want to see somebody try and imitate Michael Jackson.
He has this modeling computer better than any climate computer that guesses what a hurricane or something's going to be. And it just sends this information to his mind.
Execute the baby.
This is a test of President Trump's National Emergency Broadcasting System. I will pay you love. I will pay you love.